that's happened in the last three games do you think that's swung it the right way?
Well, I mean, like you said, I think our best players are our best players. Our most productive players are being our most productive players right now. And our top lines are going, and they're producing every night. And the other lines, I mean, we're playing strong defensively, and as a team, as a whole, from the back end, from the goalies out, we're really strong defensively. And we knew we were going to have to be that way. But at the same time, we're getting contributions from everyone offensively, which is nice.
What happened after the Islander game, then? Did you guys have a meeting, or what? Why? You know. Am I making too many conclusions here?
I think so. We just, as a team, we knew we had some chances in that game to win that hockey game, although we didn't have our best performance. But, I mean, we understand it's going to be low-scoring games throughout, and we just got to be, limit the chances against and hopefully capitalize on ours. And against the Islanders, I mean, we had our fair share. We just didn't capitalize, and that was something to be positive about. And now it just seems like we're getting those, when we get those chances, we're bearing them.
I know it's kind of obvious, but just talk about how the winning changes the vibe in here and around.
Yeah, it's really fresh, you know, and the position we're in, we're tied with Toronto in eighth. You know, some teams have games at hand, but at the same time, we're doing what we need to do, you know, to stay in this race. And with this huge homestand coming up here or that we're in, I mean, if we could, pull off some wins here, it's going to be huge for us coming down the backstretch.
They always say that, you know, beer tastes better after a win. Meals taste better. Is that, are you finding that right now?
Yeah, you know what it is, man. I mean, even with throughout the city and how excited the fans are, you know, it's just not because the Jets are back, but because things are looking pretty bright. And right now, it's just it's a good time for hockey in Winnipeg. And at the same time, we can't get comfortable. You know, we got to forget what we've done in the past, and it's worry about tomorrow. And that's Philadelphia, and they're a good hockey club. And we're just gonna have to regroup here and come up with a great performance.
How often have you guys been reminding yourselves of that homestand back in December when everything went so well?
Yeah, it's come up a lot just because I think this month has the same kind of implications. You know, if we do well, we're going to climb up the standings, and if we don't, then we're going to fall behind. So if we could be as successful as we were in December here in this month, I mean, we should be able to make up some ground.
What's been going right for you? You know, three big goals in a very short time. So.
Yeah, well, you know what? I knew it was there. Just a matter of time. I mean, I was getting opportunities, just not putting them in. And the three that I got, you know, just my style of play. You know, greasy goals. You know, a couple good shots, I guess. But just working hard, and I think that's just been the key. You know, just believing in myself, knowing that it's there. Just gotta, you know, bring it, and hopefully I can continue going down the stretch here and help this team offensively.
Yeah.
You know what? I never paid attention to them, but right now it's just so close. You know what I mean? You want to know. I mean, every game's important, but you want to know where teams are and how far you're away from them or how close you are to them. So I think it's just it's a good thing, you know, to be aware of the situation you're in. And right now we're in a battle, and every game's important. So we just need a solid effort like we had last night.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks.